Highly welcome.
The beginning of the defense of the Misnagdim against Hasidim started in Tovkuf Lamed Beis, the last year of the Mezritch HaMagid. The Alter Rebbe in the letter tells the whole story what happened then. That the Misnagdim wrote the Kuntes with letters about different lies about Chassidim, and therefore they wrote the Cheirem that they should be rid of the Chassidim and not permit them anywhere. And when this Kuntres was published and sent all around the state, the Chassidim, the Talmidim of the Magid, didn't know what to do, how to react to that. It was a shock. So they all went to the Mezritch HaMagid, they then lived in Rovne. And they came to discuss with him what they should do about it. They wanted to write another contrast of showing how all those things they wrote are lies, and publish that and send it around to the whole country. But they didn't know exactly what they should do, and they came to ask the advice of the Mezritch HaMagid. The Mezritch HaMagid told them to swallow everything down and not to do anything against, and eventually it will all fade and go away, and Chassidus would be much more successful than if they would make a big fight out of it. And that's what they did. A half year later, there was the Stalkes of the Mezritch HaMagid. And the Alter Rebbe continues writing in the letter that so it was. Sometime later, the Kuntres was forgotten, and many Chassidim, many Yidden became Chassidim when they saw all the lies that those groups of Misnagdim are writing about Chassidim, and they saw how large the lies is, so they wanted more to know about Chassidus and about Chassidim, and finally they became Chassidim themselves. According to this advice of the Mezritch HaMagid, the Alter Rebbe continued doing so for all his years. That was in Tovkuf Lamed Beis in 1772, and then for several years it was quiet. But about 9 years later, in Tovkuf Mem Aleph, came the second wave of letters of haromes and lies and everything about Chassidus and Chassidim. And then after a while it became again, the third wave was in Tovkuf Mem Zayin, like 6 years later. In Tovkuf Mem Zayin there was letters coming out from Shklov, from Vilna, from Molyv, from many places, each one, each bezdin of the Misnagdim wrote to all other places that we should persecute the Chassidim and not permit them. And then after they all did this, the bezdin of Molyv sent a letter to the Hasmone, to the Alter Rebbe. He should come to them for a dintera. The Alter Rebbe wrote to them a letter, a long letter, of describing everything that happened, that they made a gvias edus of all the lies about Chassidim without the presence of the Chassidim. And then they gave out the psak that we should prosecute the Chassidim without their presence. And then they sent it out to the whole country. And then started the prosecution of the Chassidim all over. And after all this, you are calling me for a dentere, so you cannot do that. You are not capable now of being a dentere of a besdin after you did all this. So if you feel that there should be a dentere, it should be by other people that did not sign on the prosecution and the haromes against the Chassidim. And there I am ready to go. And there I'm ready to answer all charges and answer all kashas that the people have on Chassidim and Chassidus. That's what he wrote to them. But he didn't start the fight against them. He just explained under which circumstances, according to the halacha, he should and he will go to the Torah. No more than that. But then when the second, and this third wave of the prosecutions, of the redifes, there was in places that there was real persecution of the Chassidim. In each place there was a kehillah of a group of Chassidim, they would have a minyan davening together by themselves and having their older Chassidish minhagim. There was a city called Ushatz that the persecution there was unacceptable and they didn't know what to do. And they wanted to complain to the government and to start a fight against. And they wrote to the Rebbe about it in that period. So there is a letter that the Alter Rebbe answers to them. We have it in original handwriting of the Alter Rebbe. So he writes them, no, this is not the way. The way to do is, as it says, Chabi kim'at rega ad yaver zam. Slow down, hide yourself for a period till the zam will pass away. And then you'll be able to go back. But now, better stop this Chassidish minyan and don't dare give a sira about what they are doing to you. That's how the Alter Rebbe was madrich the Chassidim constantly how to do. There is another city in that time that the Chassidim is not prosecuted and they wanted to close the minyan, which is called Smilyan. They also wrote about it to the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe's response is actually published in the Tanya in the Geras HaKedesh. In the original Geras HaKedesh, it was not published. But then, in about 110 years ago, the Rebbe Rashab reprinted the Tanya with a lot of editions from Ksaviad and Magia. So he decided that this letter is very important, and therefore he incorporated it into the Igeras HaKedesh in the end of the Tanya. He didn't want to make a special siman for it, a special perek, so he published it in the end of Perek Chof Beis of the 22nd Igeras. After the 22nd Igeras comes another short Igeras. What does he write there? He writes to them, be strong in davening and don't stop yourself by the difficulties that from outside you are getting. Stay strong. But on the other hand, Ahuvay v'yedidai, no veno litreyach belchol leiv nefesh, litkoya avas re'ehu beliboy, ve'al yale belvovei to do anything against. try to build in, even though it's hard, litkoya avas re'ehu b'livei, push in into your body, into your heart, a love to your fellow Jew, even though he does bad things to you. And obviously that he speaks about the misnagdim that are prosecuting them, but he still tells them, don't stop davening like in the Chassidish minyan, but try to build in yourself a love even to these Jews and never think anything bad about them. In the Vilna, we all know that Vilna is the base for the Misnagdim, where the Groh, the Vilna Goyim, was. But there was always a Chassidish Kehillah there, and a Chassidish Minyan. In that letter, in that booklet that they published in Tovkuf Lamed Beis, very early in the time of the Mizritcha Magid, they write there against the minyan that is in Vilna for the Chassidim, and they davening loud, and they davening with a special nusach, and how bad it is, and then they write, finally we succeeded to stop and close this minyan. That was already in Tovkuf Lamed Beis. But in the early years of the Alter Rebbe, the minyan and the Kehillah of the Chassidish Kehillah in Vilna built up in itself. In those days, even though the Groh, the Vilna Goyim, was so much against the Chassidim, but between the Kehillah, the general Kehillah, and between the Chabad Kehillah, they was very friendly, and they didn't do anything bad to them. Although there was a dispute, a theoretical dispute, but not really a practical dispute. They knew of the minyan and they approved it. The minyan wasn't in the shul, it was in the house of the Gvir Sher Chosid, the Reisha Kehillah of the Chassidim, Rav Meir Falls, Rav Meir, the son of Rafol, in Vilna. That's how it was till the year of Tov Kuf Nun Zayin, about a year and a half before the arrest of the Alter Rebbe. Then they started getting worse, and they started prosecuting the Chassidim. So they wrote in Vilna. So the Chassidim of Vilna wrote to the Alter Rebbe in the summer of Nun Zayin, the whole story, and asking him, how they should react. They wanted to fight back, and they had the ability to fight back. Because we have to understand that not the whole Kehillah of Vilna was Misnagdim. There was a group of strong Misnagdim there. So the Chassidim didn't feel that they are threatened if they will fight back. And they wrote about it to the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe answers to them in early Tov Kuf Nun Ches, a year before his arrest. He tells them the whole story that I mentioned before about the Mizritcha Magid. And he says, we see that that's how it was. After they swallowed everything down, and they did not respond to all prosecution. After a while, it's all forgotten, and the Chassidim became much stronger. So do it the same, and do not do anything against what they are prosecuting you. Follow it down and wait till it will pass away. This time, it wasn't exactly as hoped. We're speaking now in the early days of Tov Kuf Nun Ches. 2 weeks later, the Vilna Goyim was Nifter. He was Nifter in Yutes, Tishrei, the third day of Chalamei Tzukis. Right after he passed away, the Alter Rebbe wrote another letter to the Chassidim in Vilna. Don't dare speak anything against the Vilna Gaon. Although he was fighting us, and he was misled by some people that told him bad stories about Hasidim, and he believed it by mistake. So don't feel that he was intentionally doing that. So therefore, don't dare speak against him after his passing. That was right after his passing. But in those days started the real persecution in Vilna against the Hasidim. It started really a day before the Ptira of Vilna Gaon. In the second day of Halameyat Sukkot, there was a sifa of the group that was mislacking in the call, and they decided it's about time to start fighting the Hasidim. And that was in the second day of Halameyat. And then, on Hishan Rabbe, there was a big meeting with a big announcement, with a big cruise announcement in the whole city, a written cruise, that we are going to start now, not permit them anything and just prosecute them. In their language is, we will prosecute them with a Reidef Hane'elam. Reidef Hane'elam means we will have hidden people that are going to run after them and not let them live in peace. It meant building them up, and it meant destroying their houses, and it meant taking away everything in their stores, and just trying to prosecute them in a way that they will not be able to exist. And all this is, it says in the decision, that the Kehille and the Bezdin will stay behind those hidden roiders, those hidden prosecutors, and they will not stop them. And that's how that winter became worse and worse. The Alter Rebbe saw where it's heading. He got himself involved to try to stop it and to try to save the Chassidim. He writes it in a letter. He doesn't write what he did. But we know at least one of the things that he did. We know it from the... we will not forget that less than a year later he was arrested. And together with him was arrested most of the great Chassidim that was in Vilna. And there was questioned. And the questions and answers was registered and now published. Translated from Russian and published. And there they mention, among other things, that there, in that winter, several letters came from the Alter Rebbe to the Chassidim, and he sent them an amount of 800 rubles for the upkeep of the Kehillah. We know that 800 rubles in those days was a huge amount, and we know that it was for a specific purpose. And we know that there was then great persecution against the Chassidim. So he sent the money to do something with it. We don't know what they did. At least one thing we know from documents that are still around, that closer to the end of the winter, they prepared, they didn't have any other way, they prepared the whole documentation of everything that they are going through, and they gave it in to the governor court, and they asked that they should help them to stop this persecution. And so it was. In the beginning, in the early summer, specifically in Chof Aleph year, came out a decision of the government office that the Kehilla in Vilna have no right to prosecute anyone, and the Chassidim are welcome to stay as they are, and no one is allowed to do anything bad to them. That was the Rafala Fia. So the Rebbe writes, right when we succeeded to stop it, I wrote to them another letter after Shavuos, that now that they are saved, they shall refrain from taking revenge. And now they should just live in peace and stop all activities of revenge against their misnagdim. He wrote that to them as he writes in his letter after Shavuos. But actually, the day, 2 days before Shavuos, Dalet Sivan came into the government, the big Malshinus, against the Alter Rebbe and against all those Siddim that was in Vilna that are heading the community. And they came out. It took a few months for the government and the Tsar to look it over, and finally they gave the order to arrest the Alter Rebbe and three of the great Chassidim in Vilna and suburbs and bring them all to Petersburg for a trial. They brought out the Rebbe to Petersburg, and they wrote in this Malshinus that the Alter Rebbe and this Chassidim are stealing, burglarizing, drinking, doing no good, and they should be sent to exile forever. Together with the Alter Rebbe, they arrested, from out of this story, they found 22 and they arrested them. The Alter Rebbe was taken to Petersburg, and this 22, 15 of them were sent to Petersburg, and they didn't reach there yet, and seven were still waiting in Vilna. When the Alter Rebbe came to Petersburg, they prepared for him a questionnaire with all the claims, what he is doing bad, and they told him to answer that. He said he is not fluent in Russian. He will easier respond to all this in Hebrew. He wrote a long response to each one of the accusations separately. And we have that in the original handwriting, and it was published. And then they translated it into Russian. And then they gave it to the court. And then it went to the Tsar. He should see himself by his own eyes what they are accusing him and what he is responding. And Yutes Kislev, he looked it over. And after he saw everything that he is being accused and his responses, he wrote that he should be freed on that day. And the same is about those Siddim that was arrested in Vilna should also be freed. The Alter Rebbe was freed on that day. He didn't completely go out. The next day he came out, and Chof Kislev, till those 15 that were sent to Petersburg was stopped in the middle of the way and sent back to Vilna. And then finally, when the order came to Vilna, they was released. When they got the order and they were released, was already Chof Ches Kislev, the night of the fifth candle. And therefore we are having our Yema Geule. Mainly it's a Yutes Kislev for the Rebbe, but then we also have it on the fifth candle, which is the day when the 22 Chassidim of Vilna was also released. Gehazi was released, the Rebbe wrote them a letter. And that letter was published in the Geras HaKedesh of the Tanya, the second Geras, which starts, Kotenti Mikol HaChasodim. We are bottled to the Eberster for all this Chasodim that he did to us by releasing us from jail and proving that we are free to continue our activities. But you should all know, Chassidim, don't dare take any revenge from the Misnagdim for all they did. Not only not to take revenge, the Alter Rebbe writes in this Igeres HaKedesh Nitanya. Even don't lelishrik aleihem. Don't tell them, ha, you see, we won. Retrain even from doing that. And right after that, he wrote another letter of telling the Chassidim. Again, last year I wrote that after the Ptira of the Gro, no one should talk about him anything bad because he wasn't doing it intentionally. He was misled by people. It may be that people will think since this year, it's already everything that passed this year, we don't have to obey this order not to speak against him. So we should know that now again we have to watch not to do it. And not only for him. The same is all about all other great Rabbonim of the Misnagdim. You should refrain from speaking against them. And you should know that if I will find out that anyone of the Chassidim is speaking against the Rabbonim of the Misnagdim, when he will come here, I will not accept him. I mean it really. I mean it for serious. That's how the Alter Rebbe, all in his only suffering, he always retrained and he went with, he led the Chassidim with the instruction that the Mizritcher Maggid gave in early years, that even when they are being prosecuted, just swallow it down and wait till it goes over, but don't make a fight because that will make worse and worse. Just as it was in Nunches, and the year earlier, just in this year also, the Misnagdim started again prosecuting the Chassidim. It started then with Remeitzer Meislish, that he was the treasurer of the Kehille in Vilna. They didn't even know so much that he is connected with the Chassidim. So he was the treasurer. But after the whole thing of the arrest, they fired him and they started prosecuting him. So far, the Alter Rebbe wrote then a letter to the Baal HaFloy, Pinchas Baal HaFloy, telling him the whole story and asking him to support Reb Meisher Meislish in his difficult times. Actually, Reb Meisher Meislish didn't go to the Baal HaFloy. He stayed in Vilna. And they felt they have no choice. They will have to start to stop this persecution on this time. Him and Reb Meir Falls and other Chassidim then gave in a request for new elections in the Kehille, in the Vada Kol of Vilna. And they got it. And there was elections. And they got the most of the candidates. And they took back the treasure of Meisher Meislish. And it was supposed to be now at least somewhat better. But the Alter Rebbe was so aggravated by the fact that they did it. He didn't only send them a letter There is a letter later that he tells the story. So I sent two emissaries to convince them to stop it. And he writes later in this letter that these two emissaries stayed there till after Pesach to try convince the Chassidim to stop this revenge, at least try to stop and get the control and stop the prosecution. That far the Alter Rebbe was going.
Stop
even
the election?
What?
Stop what? The election? The election?
He didn't write, he doesn't mention the election. He mentions that the fight back, he should stop the fight back. Then we know that it was election. The election was an base other issue. And then they took back the treasure. So he doesn't mention that. But it looks that this was one of the things they did, and he tried to stop them from doing that. Even in the year, even in the months that they were all arrested for 2 months. And finally they were released. And the prosecution went on, but he told them to stop, because if you will stop the revenge, eventually it will be forgotten, and the Chassidim will be stronger. If you'll start a fight, it's going to be a fight, and you win, and he'll win, and you wouldn't get nowhere. Yes, that's how it was. 2 months later came the second Malshinus, and the Alter Rebbe was arrested again. The difference between the first arrest and the second arrest, why was there a reason to arrest him again if they found that all the accusations are false? Because the first accusation was that he and his Chassidim are just drinking and stealing and burglarizing and not doing anything good, so the Tsar found out exactly what the Chassidim are doing, and he saw it's false and it's lies, so he told them to be released. Then there was the Avigdor. Avigdor was a rov in Pinsk, and the Chassidim there, after he started making them troubles, they made sure that he will be fired from his rabbonus. So he decided to take revenge for that, and he decided to go to Vilna. And he found out in the Vilna all the times they have on Chassidus. In Chassidus it says so and so, and it's not Isgehalten al pi Halach. And it says so and so, it's not Isgehalten al pi Hashkofe. And the whole list of things that they are Chassidus are wrong. What is this connection between the Chassidus times and the Tsar? So they write to the Tsar that this is a new Munna. This is a new religion. And therefore we shall not permit a new religion to form itself.
Why not?
Because that will be trouble for the Jews have a authority and they have a autonomy, and there is in the laws of Russia how it should be done. The minute it will be a new religion, it's not going to be good. So therefore we should stop them. So when the second Malchinus came, it came a whole list of 20 Seifim, with tainus and things that are written in the Chassidus Sforim and Tzavos Sarivosh and Likutei Morim and in other Sforim of the Mezuzah Magid and Baal Shem Tov that are not Isgehalten al pi Halacha. And the Alter Rebbe was supposed to explain each one of these things, how it is wrong and how this is the basics of Yiddishkeit, and they are mistranslating. It was much harder, and he apologizes to the Tsar, and he tells him, I know it's hard for me to explain it in a way that I should be able to explain it to you, but I will have to give some introductions, and I'm sure that you will finally understand it.
You need this, I will need this.
We don't know this time how he wrote it, because this time we have only the Russian translation. And this was translated back into Hebrew and published. Finally, the Tsar wrote that I accept it, but we still have to research it deeper. So he wrote on Chof Gimel Kislev in Tovkov Samachalev that he should be released from jail, but he should still stay in Petersburg. He shouldn't be allowed to leave Petersburg. He should sign on that until it will be clarified completely. Then the Tsar was powered. Alter Rebbe stayed there for a half a year, but in the beginning of Nissan, 3 months later, Pavel was killed. And his son, Alexander, became the Tsar. Alexander was more leaning to understand the Alter Rebbe, and 2 weeks later, he told him that he is released and he could go home. Alter Rebbe still didn't go home because he said that maybe they'll come up with another thing, they'll give me a third arrest. I want everything to be clarified that no one should be able to disturb us anymore. After a while, he got it, and then he left home. He then moved from Lozny to Lodi, but then started a new one.
What day was it released the second time?
He was released from jail in Gimel Kislev, and he was killed in Pavel Tess ear, and in the end of Nissen, he got the papers that he could go home. He stayed till the middle of off, and that's when he went to Lodi.
Was he rearrested?
In Sukkot of Samachal.
How far is Lyazno from Vilna?
It's far, because it's a different country. Vilna is in Lithuania. And Lozny is in White House.
So it's 2 months again. Both times it's 2 months.
Yes. But the second time it was for 10 months in Petersburg.
Okay. But this time that they say that they supported, that one of the times was supporting
the Turkish.
That's the first time.
That was the first time.
Show that he was against, yes, and that he's against the government and he's supporting the Turkish government and he fight them. Yes, everything was in the first one. Let's go back to Vilna. What happened then in Vilna? Then the Vilna Gaon already was not there. And the chief misnaget of the Risha Kol that he was fighting the Sidim, he also passed away in Samar Beis right after the arrest of the second release. After that, everything quiet down in Vilna. The Talmud Muvhek of the Vilna Gaon was Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So he met with the Alter Rebbe, they spoke in learning, and he was praising the Alter Rebbe, and then they were writing letters. We don't have a letter that the Alter Rebbe is writing to the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, but we have a letter of the Alter Rebbe is writing about a specific asking that they should pay him and how much they should pay him. And then he writes, I wrote a letter to Reb Chaim Volozhiner that he should pay so much and I should pay so much and they work together. In the same time, they took up a new rov in Vilna. His name was Reb Abel of Pasvul. He was also very sympathizing with the Chassidim. And he was close with the Chassidim, and he stopped all this persecution. That's how he was there for many years, and he was very friendly with the Tzemach Tzedek also. That far, that there was once a story with a rov near Vilna that paskened something, the Misnagdim had tainess, that he wasn't a good psak, and they came to Rabbi Pasvader, so the Rabbi Pasvader told them, stop, don't do anything against it, and I'll try to take care of it. And he wrote against this, the whole story to the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Tzemach Tzedek wrote to that chosid, look, Rabbi Pasvader stopped them, But I think you are wrong with your psak, so change it, and everything will be clear. So he was working with the Tzemach Tzedek. So then everything quieted down. Not only the Chassidim started the minyan again, but they didn't do the minyan in the Meir Falls house anymore. It's documented that in the chotzer of the main shul, they built up a small shul for the Chassidim, where they dumped. Years later, the Tzemach Tzedek came for a long visit in Vilna, in the shul, to have the Chassidus there, and to take, accept the Chassidim to Yechidus, and it was Bereish Gleim. Then it was completely peace already. The last letter of the Alter Rebbe to Vilna was in the end of Ayin Aleph, a year and a half before the Stalkas. And he writes that to the best of the Kehillah, which probably means Rabbi Pasvaler and the other Chavirim of the best. And he writes to them about the Sakini Melotoshim, that's not the issue now. So he writes to them that now everyone understands and agrees that all the accusations against Chassidim was a mistake and false. Now everyone is accepting the Chassidim, and they took off all the haromes, and they are have marriage, intermarriage between them. And then he writes to the Besdin, now that the Chassidim are accepting your mos, and they are nichna to you, and they live in peace with you, certainly you will also be kind and understanding to them. And sholem iye v'sholem forever. And that's how it was for next generations since then. In Vilna, the whole period of the persecution in Vilna that we so much know about, that we so much speak about, it's all a period of 4 years. It started in the summer of Nun Zayin, and there was the period of the two arrests, and it ended in the summer of Samach Aleph. It's 4 years. After that, the new Rabbonim and the new Gdelim, the Talmud Muvik of the Groder Reb Chaim Volozhin, and the Mala Mokim of him in the chief rabbi of Vilna, Rabbi Pasvala. They were all sympathizing with the Chassidim. They permitted them to build their shul in the chotzer of the main shul. And since then, Sholem, Ahave, Ve'achve in Vilna from then and on.
Till last few years.
Did the Vilna Gaon approve of all of these letters of the
Rabbis? Okay, so you see.
When he was, there was no practical persecution. There was just theoretical disputes. And I didn't speak about that because this is the theoretical dispute. If you want, I can discuss that too. But I now wanted to discuss how he reacted to the persecution, the Alter Rebbe, and how he led the Chassidim in the worst difficult times, how they should react since the period of the Maggid. But there was a period that he was disagreeing with the theory of the Chassidus, and that's the second chapter, if we shall say.